T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Andy Robb is with us, and Andy, the corporate challenge, quite a mud swath at Delaware Park. How are things going to try to repair that from last Thursday night?
Well, we are working with our partners in the Buffalo Olmsted Park Conservancy to establish our rehabilitation plan. It's going to take weeks for us to execute that plan. And part of that is going to require some normalization of the weather here and limiting use of some areas of the park until we can get them fully restored. But it is a direct result of really record-setting wet spring for the region. And the softness of the ground is not isolated to just Delaware Park.
What are some of the other parks that have been affected adversely by the weather?
Really, anything that has a lower elevation to it, or sections of really any park that is lower than the surrounding area. So you can see in small neighborhood parks, if there's a little low area, that's going to be hard to get in. But there are also general parks like J.H. Williams Park or Houghton Park that have really low-lying areas to them that can be difficult to get in. We've instructed our park's maintenance crews that if they feel the mowers starting to sink, to avoid those areas. We're really trying to minimize the amount of damage we do with our own equipment. And if we if there are areas that don't look as mowed right now, it's not due to the fact that we have stopped mowing or maintaining certain sections of parks. It's just that we don't want to cause any more damage and need things to dry out a little bit before we can properly maintain them.
Are any upcoming events in jeopardy at all?
We do work closely with the events. We haven't stopped any events. The corporate challenge is such a large event, and we've never had that much damage from it before. So this is really kind of an exception to the rule. We've had games and work with our leagues to try to keep as many of the sports activities going as we possibly can. We evaluate the fields on a daily basis to see what is or isn't playable and communicate with Little Leagues and Buffalo Public Schools on any of those types of activities. So we haven't canceled major events yet, and we're not really anticipating that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.